Hey, Daily Dosers. Today we're looking at James chapter 4, verses 6 to 10, and I want to share a couple of thoughts with you that come out of this passage. James here quotes from the book of Proverbs where he says, God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. And then he talks to us about how we can humbly come before the Lord. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Live life God's way. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Take that first step. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Clean up your life. Live in light of how you know he wants you to live from Scripture. And whether sin, grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Not in every moment of how we live, but in the sense of coming before the Lord with a sense of brokenness. Now, what's interesting to me is he's talking here to people who were Jesus followers. And I think one of the things that happens to us sometimes is the longer we follow Jesus, the more mature we get, the more we have a tendency to see how far we've come in comparison to those who are behind us, rather than how far we have to go in terms of what the Lord is calling us to. And this is not a sense of a false humility that says we're worse than we are. It's not a sense of being down on ourselves. Woe is me, what a worm I am. We are beloved. We are children of God, full sons and daughters, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. But still, in the midst of that, the longer I grow in Jesus, the more obedient I become, the more I know his word. If things are really going as they should be, actually the more humble I should become, because I understand more and more and more the great mercy and the great grace that I have received. And I have done nothing to deserve it. And his holiness is so far out there and beyond reach that I come before him humbly. And the beauty of coming before God humbly is this. If I decide I'm going to take care of myself, God steps back and says, go for it, Larry. But if I decide to humble myself before him and say, Lord, this is all up to you, then he lifts me up. Listen to the final words of this passage. Humble yourselves, therefore, before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Now, it's going to be in his time, which is always not exactly lined up with my time. But what he promises, he always does. Let's live that humble life. Looking in the mirror instead of looking at other people. Looking at the word instead of looking at culture. And coming before the Lord with that grateful heart that a humble heart creates.